A mighty move of the spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit, and I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Genesis 32. And verse 24. A little background here. Jacob and Esau, twins, born at the same time. Esau first, then Jacob. Jacob's name means supplanter. Word we use sometimes is trickster, a deceiver, a con artist. He was born with that type of a nature to supplant. But God used him and his mother to get the birthright from Esau, who actually sold the birthright. He actually gave the birthright for a bowl of pottage. He gave it to him. But Jacob got it. Jacob, when he wanted to marry Rebekah and Leah, Laban tricked him. See, when you're always tricking somebody, get ready to be tricked. You reap what you sow. So Jacob was reaping what he sowed. That was his nature. This is how he went about things. And even though, you know, he was a child of promise, his nature, because of what he did, he reaped that in his life naturally. Right? Look at somebody, tell him, but God. See, someone, don't discredit, don't give up on somebody because they're going through some stuff. Especially the children, you know, you're just so bad. You always in trouble. Take a deeper look. Well, what about that child that doesn't ever color in the lines? They got all kind of labels they put on the children today. But sometimes those are real gifted children. And they put labels on them to control them, to bring them into a conformity with stuff. I mean, God never called you to... Now, we're not rebels. We can be patient. We can go through systems and come out. But God never called you to just conform to the world. Now, there's a kingdom that we are transformed into. So take note of those children sometimes, the little personalities. And find out from God how to nurture that. Because sometimes that one that calls the most, that takes the most attention. Anybody had a child where you just had to, they don't want to keep you up at night. than the ones you fasted for and prayed. And sometimes that one is carrying something from God. That's why the devil has fought them so. Because they're carrying something. And he tried to get Moses at birth. Kill all the male children. I don't know which one it is, but one of them is going to be a deliverer. Kill them all. How many know God is always ahead of the game? That's why you're here today. God was ahead of the game. You're gifted. Amen. You're anointed. You're graced to do something. But the devil had you marked while you were in middle school. Tried to take you out. Mess you up. But that didn't define you. That only explains you. You don't know like I know. Huh? What he's done for me. That's what he brought me through. But I'm here to tell you today, that doesn't define you. What defines you is the real you. Amen. God just brought you through that, protected you in that, kept you from a lot of that. On purpose. It's not like God was, you know, was trying to catch up or having to struggle for it. No. God just is patient. He already knew. People panic. You think you're about to fall off the brink, but God saw you with your naughty self. You was naughty. But you also marked. Jacob was like that. Jacob struggled all the time until he fell or stumbled upon Bethel. See, sometimes God won't give you a pillow to lay your head on. He'll give you a rock. See, people want easy does it all the time. But sometimes your greatest breakthrough, the greatest manifestation, the greatest revelation God wants to bring through your life comes when you lay your head on a rock. When you're running from Laban. And you know you got to meet Esau sometime. And they both are threatening you. But tell somebody, God got me. See, some people are running, don't realize God got them. But there's going to come a point in time where God's going to prove to you and show you he's had you all along. I pray you will awaken to that reality so you can step into your destiny and your purpose. Why? Generations are waiting. Your obedience, one act of your obedience will affect generations. It'll affect people that you'll never see, that haven't been born yet. Just your being obedient, your moving in faith. Listen, it all matters. It will affect those following behind you. They may not think so. They may be out there doing their thing, but your obedience here. At some point in time, God gonna say, all right, time up. Time to arrest them. I have need of them now. Jacob was that way, running, doing this thing, till he stumbled upon Bethel and saw, this is none other than the house of God. And I knew it not. God is in this place. God is in this place. So in chapter 32, verse 24, we read where, and Jacob was left alone. After this experience, see, God, listen, your obedience will cause God to arrest people. I hear the Lord saying right now, some of us are going to be in rooms we never thought we would be in. People are going to know your name. Listen, people are saying your name right now that you don't even know. That are going to be able to bless your life and prosper or move your career forward. Open doors for you that you could never open yourself. Just because you're here obeying God. God's on the other side. So get ready for him. Jacob was running for his life, right? And he fell asleep and had this vision of a heaven open and a ladder and the Lord standing on top of the ladder. How many know? God's eyes are always on you. Beholding the good and the bad. His eyes are always on you. And ain't nothing you did or even can do that's going to cause God to blush. Say, oh, I can't look at this. He already know you. So in verse 24, Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. A day is about to break on some of y'all. I hope you get ready. God has been preparing you for what he has prepared for you. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, this is the angel, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. We could see here that the nature of Jacob was changing already. Because Jacob, Jacob always was a trickster. Excuse us. Jacob was a trickster. Double tied. I want to trip and go out under the power. He'll be over here, tripped out these stairs, and had to be resurrected. Jacob, as he wrestled, he first saw the heavens open. Take note of this. And he saw angels. He saw angels ascending. A host. He called the place Two Hosts, was the name of Mahaman. Two Hosts. He saw a host of angels leaving. But he also saw a host of angels coming. I liken it to this. There was a host of angels, because there's always more for you than against you, that kept you while you was frequenting the taverns. They was the street angels, you know. The angels that knew that territory. And when your time came for that God encounter, they said, all right, time for us to go. Now it's another set of angels that come to usher Jacob into his destiny. I believe that. Listen, I've had experience overseas where I've been nudged by invisible, you know, territorial spirits that are there, that are in that territory, that come to walk beside you because they know the territory, along with the angels that are there with you. Amen. Just like they're territorial spirits. You go in different territories, there are different spiritual territories. Going in, and what's prevalent there might not be prevalent somewhere else. You have to deal with principality here that's not over there. But you got angels that are here fighting and warring with that are not over there. So when you're in that territory, sometimes they gather with the angels that are with you. Because there's always more for you than against you. Sometimes witchcraft is strong in a particular area. Well, the angels that are there, and they can instruct you on things. Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all ain't hear me. Or in a Muslim nation where you can't witness on the street, period. How you gonna get the gospel out of there? They'll instruct you. They'll guide you to the ones, the underground folk. They ain't gonna turn you in.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.